Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com. Welcome to LOTL, The Comfort Zone. I'm always bringing real artists, and more importantly, real music back to their waves. Man, we have so many things to get into and talk about, but let's deal with the here and now. Tonight's artist spotlight, gifted artist, fantabulous. Yeah, I did say fantabulous. Fantabulous musician, yes, Lord. From the legendary Pieces of a Dream, the one and only Mr. James Lloyd, as we debut his first solo project called Here We Go. So on behalf of myself, of course, the Teddy Bear, and LOTL Comfort Zone, it is my honor to welcome the incredible Mr. James Lloyd. Brother Lloyd, how are you doing this evening?
All right. How you doing, Teddy Bear?
Man, I am doing wonderful, man. Thank you so much for honoring us this evening, and congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful album.
Thank you. My pleasure, and thank you very much.
You know what? I must ask, first solo project, you've been doing this a long time. Any apprehension going out on your own for the time being, doing your first solo thing?
No apprehension whatsoever. You know, I feel like this is just the right time, the perfect time to do it, and the material really came together, and I'm really proud of this project. So I'm like full steam ahead. You know, here we go.
Absolutely.
Hence the title.
10 tracks, a kaleidoscope of substance, man. It's definitely a beautiful thing. I also noticed that you had an opportunity to do some collaborations with, of course, Najee, and also Gerald Albright. What is some of you, by having so much, you've been able to nurture yourself and learn each year and grow as an artist, working on your first solo project, what was the vibe like? Did you have an idea as far as the direction that you wanted the album to take when you got into the studio and started working on the new album, of course, Here We Go?
The only thing I really wanted was to I really had in mind, I wanted to make an album that people could put on and just leave on, you know, and just play from start to finish, like it's a almost like a set list, like a show, you know, and a little something for just different types of listeners, but something that maybe everybody that's into it could just put on, not really have to skip. You know what I mean? Or just have
right.
One favorite song. So, I know that's a very tough juggle.
Right.
But that's what I wanted to try and do, like create one of those old school type albums. You know, like if you like the group, you just played the whole album. You dig? Right back in the day. So that's what I was going for.
You know, it's funny that you mention it. It harkens me back to the days about listening to Grover Washington Jr. and putting on Wine Light, putting on that album, and you can just listen to the entire album from the beginning to end, or either George Benson's, Breezin'. For you, had an opportunity to travel the globe. And I wanted to ask you this, and I've had an opportunity to ask quite a few artists about this. Do you think that here in the States, do you think we have become somewhat spoiled and somewhat jaded when it comes to our music and not showing a greater appreciation for music?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, sad to say. But I feel like that's kind of picking up. So, you know, I'm hopeful, but, you know, there is no doubt that, you know, jazz is more appreciated overseas. You know, it's not just Europe. I mean, you could go to South Africa and, you know, and find in Asia and find the same result, you know. It's just more revered, more
right.
highly revered over there. And so hopefully that will, you know, those scales will tip more in balance, you dig?
Absolutely, absolutely. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, until then, you know, I'm just going to just keep doing what I've been doing for, gosh, 40 years of my life, you know. I'm not gonna stop or really change majorly, you know. I mean, we've
right.
been on this before. It was such thing as smooth jazz. You know, there was that, they didn't have that term yet, you know, back when we were doing it. There were no smooth jazz stations. There were no smooth jazz festivals. There were no smooth jazz
right.
cruises, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
There were no smooth jazz awards. It was just like, adult contemporary, I guess, stations and, yeah.
Yeah, things have changed, especially with the help and advancement of social media, and now you have the various outlets as far as the Carnival cruise and different cruise ships that actually provide that kind of entertainment where the listeners and supporters have an opportunity to get, I guess, more of a closeness, more intimate feeling of their artists. And I miss that. I really truly miss that. What has it been like for you when you have an opportunity to play live, to have that kind of interaction with the listeners?
It's a different feeling, you know, like playing to a large audience that's not very close to you, which, you know, I enjoy as well. You know, I'm not knocking that, but there's something different about playing in smaller venues where you're closer to the audience and you can like really interact with them, you know. Which is why I love going out into the audience anyway. I'm coming to y'all. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Y'all can't come up here. I'm coming out there. But, I mean, I love interaction. And see, us as musicians, we feed off of that. You know, the audiences need to know that we feed off of y'all energy. The more energy that y'all give us, it's like a big cycle. We give it back. And then you feel that energy that we're giving, and that energizes the audience even more. So, yeah, that's kind of how it works, and I really love those intimate settings. You know, you can actually see people's eyes. You know,
right. It definitely helps an artist to relate more with the listeners. Speaking of listeners, man, the feedback on the new album has been fantastic. Man, did it catch you off guard as far as the overwhelming amount of positive love and feedback that you got from the new album? Here we go.
Yes, it did. I mean, I'm still, man, I guess you can hear it in my response. You can hear me smiling. I am just overwhelmed by, you know, the amount of love and support that I've been, you know, receiving on this, you know. And, you know, from stations on down to just, you know, the listening public, you know, and people that have bought it and you know, what I'm finding a lot is they're feeling exactly what I tried to accomplish, that they dig the whole album start to finish. You know, I've heard that quite a bit. Like, you know, people, hey, man, I like everything on there. You know, I can just listen to it, you know, from start to finish. And I'm like, yeah, wow. You know, I feel like mission accomplished, you know. And, but, yeah, it's been, you know. I figured some people were going to like it, you know what I mean, because they've liked other kind of things that I've done, you know, not just for pieces but for other artists, you know, Nick Colleone and Najee and Walter Beasley and, you know, Alex Zonchek and all those cats and Eric Darius and Wayman, you know, I've had, like, singles with a lot of those. So I've kind of thought, you know, I might stand a chance of getting some airplay, you know, with things. but But at the same time, I had no idea that it would be, so well received, and I'm honored and flattered, and I'm glad. And you know what? It's like, I can't wait to make another one already. I'm looking forward to like playing pretty much every song off of this one, at some point. But I'm already looking forward to doing this again, man. I already have some ideas for the next album, so.
I'm going to tell you the amount of feedback and emails that we have received, because we have the album in rotation on live stream, and the feedback has been fantastic. So without further ado, let's get lost, and we're going to let the music take us where we need to go from the new album. Here we go from the incredible James Lloyd with Granted Wish here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, the incredible James Lloyd from his new album, Here We Go, available on iTunes and Google Play. But if you're feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. James, working on your first solo project, how different is it? Because I know it's a big difference between working as a group than working as a solo artist. Do you feel working as a solo artist on this project, it gave you a lot more as far as being able to stretch out more level of freedom to do more things in the studio in the creating process?
Well, absolutely. You know, and that's only natural. You know, it's to be expected. You know, with a group situation, they're just more factors to consider, you know, more cogs in the system, you know. Not to say that that's necessarily a bad thing, but it's just a different thing. And but I felt with this project and being, you know, like the only one where the buck stops, you dig, the only decider as far as creativity and just everything overall. That sort of, I think, seeped into the music and my playing on the album, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
You know, that type of, I guess, just freedom and, you know, to just cut loose, you know, reckless abandon, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Just yeah. Go for it. Like, yeah, hey, you know, only one that has to like it is me, you know, when it's all said and done. So,
right.
You know, and I know if I like it, then I like it. And then hopefully somebody else will like it. You dig? That's all we hope for as writers and
you know,
musicians.
Right. Well, hey, well, no, I was saying the listeners have definitely spoken. They definitely love the project. And out of the 10 tracks on the song, on the album, one of my favorite songs on there is Much Obliged. Can you tell us about that particular single?
Really? Much Obliged. Well, first of all, I got to say thank you for playing one of my other favorites, Granted Wish, which I wrote for my wife, Teresa. And that's a long, there's a inside story. I don't know if you want to hear about that, but
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there's this song, and other musicians and writers, they'll know that sometimes you have like an idea that you know, it's just like a skeleton, a little something you laid down one time, and then you know it just kind of tucked away. And this was on, you know, in my ideas playlist of my iPod. And every now and then we would come across it, and my wife would be like, "Hey, I love that, you know, thing." It wasn't even a finished tune. It wasn't even a whole thing, you know. And she said, "You know, you should finish that. Make a song out of it." I'm like, okay. And next thing you know, it's like 12 years later. I actually finished it and decided to put it on, you know, my first solo project. So that's why I call it Granted Wish. I finally finished the song, honey. And I'm putting it on the CD, you know, so that's Granted Wish. Now, Much Obliged, well, as you probably have guessed, that's, you know, an homage to Mary J. Blige. You know,
yeah.
It was just, I think it's just awesome, you know, and I love her feel and flow. And so this is kind of just a song where the groove and the vibe of it just felt like, you know, her. And what I tried to do was use the synth to phrase it more like she might, you dig, as opposed to, you know, just like a synth type of, or piano type of melody. You know what I mean? I wanted to, you know, kind of try and sing with the keyboard how I feel like Mary would phrase the song, you dig? And, yeah, so I call this Much Obliged.
Well, it definitely resonates through the song. Let's get into it, of course. One of the many wonderful tracks on this fantastic new project, first solo album from the incredible James Lloyd, of course, Here we go with Much Obliged here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Life, you know. I think my biggest musical inspiration is not music at all. You know, it's just everyday life and all the ups and downs of it. You know, the joy, the pain, the sorrow, the hope, the thankfulness, the everything. You know, it's like that's where my music comes from, really. You know, it's just like in there. You know, a product of, you know, what you, where you are, what you're going through. You know, everything. And that's what this album is. You know, I'm pretty much that's what all my music is. You know,
now,
being honest.
Right, I have to ask you, as far as your lovely wife is concerned, how much of a muse has she played in your career?
She's awesome. She's awesome. I tell you, the most awesome thing about her, for me, musically, is she does not just automatically love everything that I do, you know, and just, right. Oh, baby, that's great. You know, no, she's not one of them. You dig? You know, I'll never forget one time I had done this solo on a song. I forget what song it is, but it's on an album, one of them, you know. And she said, you know, I played it for her. She's like, I don't know about that. But, you know, you need to go back and redo that. You know, like play like you play live. I'm like, huh, okay, cool. So I went back and I did that, and it turned out better, and that's what actually wound up being on the record. So, you know, it's great to have somebody like that that's going to be, you know, honest. Now, even though she may be always honest, she might not always be right, right? So I have to take that in consideration too,
right.
You know. But, you know, the most important part is, you know, I got nothing but, you know, unobliterated honesty. So that helps, you know. And she's just, you know, such an awesome, you know, mate to have. You know, that's inspiring, you know. So I'm at peace, you know, as far as that it goes in my life. So that comes out in the music, you know. You know, I lost my mom and dad and best friend all in the, you know, inside of 2 years. You know, a while ago, it's like that comes out in music, you know. You know, just ups and downs of family life, you know, that comes out in the music. You know, it's reality. You know, for me, that's where it comes from for me.
Maybe it's just me. I might be wrong. Won't be the first, and definitely will not be the last. How therapeutic is it for you when we go through those? Because, as you said, we all go through it as far as just dealing with everyday life, ups and downs, and its little roadblocks and pitfalls in life. How therapeutic is it for you when you do play?
Extremely. I mean, music is it's a great healer, and for me it can be a great release, you know. Shucks, you know, it's a lot of times you know, I just be on stage just pouring it all out. You dick. Yeah, by the time you leave either Pieces of a Dream show or a James Lloyd show, You will have felt something that I've gone through. Yeah.
Well,
I'm
for a person that has an opportunity to, for me personally, I've had an opportunity to see you perform on several occasions, man, and it just takes my breath away to see the outpour of emotion that you put in your music. From the having and feeling that kind of natural, organic high, how do you come down from that after a performance?
Wow. Come down. It takes a while sometimes, man. Sometimes it takes, you know, a few hours or the rest of the night, you know. And then again, sometimes I was already so pre-tired that after I did that, I'm done. I'm spent. You know, it's like, okay, get me back to the hotel, and I'm going to crash and hope the flight ain't too early, you know. but, yeah, you know, I'm one to, you know, as they say, I leave it all on the stage, man. I put it all right there, and I leave it there. I give it my everything, like every time.
For someone or some listeners out there who have not had the opportunity to purchase, of course, a new album, Here We Go, shame on you. You need to make that happen ASAP. What would you say to
That's right, you tell them.
What would you say to them that would make them say, you know what, I have to go out and purchase this album?
I would say to every listener out there right now, there's one main major reason why you should all go buy this album. I guarantee that there's going to be one song, at least one song on there that touches some part of you. I guarantee it. If nothing else, you will be touched in some way by something on this album, because there's so much emotion that went into it. You know, if you really think, you know, now, okay, you're in the business, right? From the side that you are, you know how some of the biggest songs, you know, in history, I'm talking, you know, like the major ones, they're not, you know, songs that, they're songs that came from somebody's heart and emotion. Somebody was feeling something, you know, and it might not have been the greatest performance or the greatest performer or whatever, but somebody was feeling something, and then that made somebody else feel something. You know what I'm saying? And so I guarantee that on this album, James Lloyd's Here We Go, there will be something that will touch you in some way.
So it is written, so it shall be done, as we get into Play It Forward, of course, from the incredible Mr. James Lloyd, from his new album, Here We Go, in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. Lord and Mercy, play it forward from the new album, James Lloyd. Here we go. Yes, Lord, it's a beautiful thing. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Family, be sure to purchase the new album. It is available as we speak on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to Pieces of a Dream. Yes, their official website. That's PiecesOfADream.net. Brother Lloyd, I must tell you, man, as a long admirer of you and your music, man, it has truly been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. And we must ask, when are we going to have an opportunity to see you in some performances, some live dates?
Okay, well, I guess I can announce now that my official first engagement as a solo artist will be the Capital Jazz Festival, June 7th, Sunday, June 7th. So, you know, what a place to kick it off, you know, somewhere that you know, I've been on probably all of those stages at one point or another, you know. And, it's, you know, I'm really, really excited about that. You know, I got a hot band. I got some serious surprises. And, you know, and I'm trying to take this to the next level, you know. Don't expect a show. Expect an experience, you know. An extravaganza. You know, I'm making a full-out gala of the thing. You dig? A production. I'm taking it old school. I mean, yeah.
My goodness. You heard the man here first. That's what we can expect.
Oh, but, you know, but, oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I was saying, you know, we got the, let's see, next weekend, you could catch us at the, at the Berks Jazz Festival, if you're in that area. No, actually, this coming weekend. That's the 11th. And then Vegas on the 18th, doing the City of Lights Jazz Festival. And so, you know, I got some Pieces of Dream dates coming up, and then got the, you know, the big James Lloyd date coming up at the Capital Jazz. And yeah, it's a lot of, you know, exciting things happening, and working on another CD for Pieces. and we have our 40th anniversary coming up next October, October 19th, 2016, will be Pieces of a Dream's 40th anniversary. So, I'm trying to plan something big for that, you know.
It's a lot to be thankful for, man. Definitely a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, and I am. I feel blessed, and I'm really thankful. And I'm thankful for, you know, all the fans and the people who have supported, you know, my pieces over the years, as well as my solo project. You know, I'm really appreciative of that, and thank you, and thank you for this awesome interview, man. You're great. You know, I really enjoyed myself, you know, this is, yeah, anything I can do for you, you got it.
Well, Noah, hey, like I said, man, I'm just here to bring some substance back to the airwaves. You know, we're taking it back to where music and artistry truly meant something. So this is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We will definitely make it happen. Remember, family, my goodness, man, it's going to be an extravaganza. I mean, it's going to be bigger than Hamlet. Any possible thing that anybody to put together an incredible James Lloyd new album. Yes, I did say album for all you youngsters out there. If you don't know what it is, look on the internet. Look up Wax album. Here we go. Available.
That's right. You say album.
There you go. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by the official website, PiecesOfADream.net. Lord have mercy, my brother. Thank you so very much, and much love and regards to your lovely wife, man. Keep soulful, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, my brother.
All right. God bless the incredible Mr. James Lloyd here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Spring is here. Nothing finer than a woman in a and a sundress. Speaking of sundress, my goodness, man, let's get lost in some more James Lloyd music from the new album. Here we go with Granted Wish here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
know the truth about the heavens and the earth. Just hold me closely. If you want to know my secrets and all that I am worth, just whisper softly. I'm not the hurting kind. I take the pain away, no matter what you say. I'm not the hurting kind. If you're waiting for the proof and see it on the evening news, just breathe me sweetly.
Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. if you're on the West Coast, as we welcome the incredible Don T as we get lost in our new album, Flight of the Don T. Can't wait to have that beautiful and gifted songstress on the show. And remember, family, 24-hour non-streaming music. You say, where, Teddy Bear? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm here because I've seen the need, and I'm here to fulfill that need. Stop by the official website. That's at LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. Again, that's at LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. And if that's not enough for you, need some more pertinent information to tantalize your musical palette and updates, you can always catch up with us on Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. The same for Facebook. And also, you can tune in. That's Lord. You can always tune in. Download us on your phone apps. We're on tunein.com/LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, is it okay if we get lost on a very splendiferous, yeah, I like that, splendiferous spring evening, Tuesday evening, with Gary Taylor, Take Control, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
know what, baby? I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want.
had to take it back just a little bit. Foreplay featuring, of course, El DeBarge here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio. Man, spring is here. Hope everyone had a fantastic Easter, and I had an opportunity to see that incredible 6-foot invisible rabbit, Harvey. Lord have mercy. 7:07 p.m. Central Standard Time, and to all the many listeners that are tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, because it's all about love, uber amounts of love, as my cup runneth over with so much exhilarating honey. And while I got you here, like Linus's blanket, all comfy and cozy, feeling extra cuddly, the only way a teddy bear could be. Lord have mercy. Is it all right if we go back in time a little bit with the Force MDs with Tears here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio?
Far away, it gets harder and harder to face the love.
the smooth sounds of Ready Freddy, Freddy Jackson, hey lover, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, it seems like I've been gone forever, forever in a day, forever in a day, always and forever. But I am here, and be sure to get all the latest updates. Stop by the official website at LOTL. TheComfortZone.com. Yes, Lord, new music, so much. And we, you know, we haven't begun to touch what we have because I've seen the need. And I'm here to fulfill that need and bring you some quality music. And speaking of quality music, here's the latest from the beautiful, yes, Lord, Monifa, new hit single, One Moment, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio.
It's my turn.
Sometimes I swear I need a moment just
for me.
All to myself without a cause or reason
for me.
Sometimes a girl can get upset. If you're supposed to be my friend, then just understand it. Now name the last time you did something just
for me.
Without you.
the legendary Miss Patrice Russian. Yes, Lord, you remind me. You're in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. Well, it's about that time. I know, no need to fear. The Chocolate Wonder will be back tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we welcome Don T, as we get lost in her new album, Flight of the Don T. It's a beautiful thing. A lot of beautiful music on the way. Hey, be there. Never be square. Get in where you fit in, as Dr. Funkenstein once said. I'm here to provide and bring substance back to their wave. And speaking of substance, great friend of the show, highly respected artist. I can be only talking about one person, the maestro, Mr. Phil Perry, from his title cut from his new album, A Better Man, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. God bless. And always nothing but a lot of uber love. Lord have mercy.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.